The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Wilson and Zell. Held it, caught for the touchdown grab. Prescott comes off and throws high, picked!
Somebody walking
to the end zone is Coleman, Seattle on top. Wilson, end zone, pass is
caught offensive
by Baldwin for the touchdown. Prescott's in trouble again and sacked. 48-yard try to make it a one-score game. And good.
Oh, I'm going to have a stroke.
No good. God damn it.
I hate football. Is everything all right, sir?
Yeah.
Call down the locker room. Tell Garrett to get his ass up here and clean this mess up right away. Yes, sir.
Hum, hum. Woo!
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, stop it!
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football!
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
The shotgun Cousins takes a snap, looks over the middle, fires, caught by Kreider at the five, and he is in! Redskins touchdown! Beautiful pass by Cousins finding Crowder, and the Redskins take the lead. Cousins going to float it. Man is wide open. Dotson at the 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Redskins. Josh Dotson.
Cash in, baby.
Cousins play action. Wheels going to throw it deep. Looking for Vernon Davis. Caught at the 5. And it's a Redskins touchdown. How about that?
Hello, Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland.
No. He's not going to be that stupid. All right.
Oh, you know, I could hear you as that was playing. I could hear you, John, going, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I could also hear Hugh Jackson going, oh, yeah.
Now, I'm hearing the Jets. I'm hearing the Cardinals.
I'm hearing everybody.
It's unbelievable to me that they're going to fuck this up, Tom. I fucking can't goddamn fucking believe it. Well, I would have sooner believed that you convinced me to drink a fucking beaker of my own goddamn urine than to think that a team that has been looking for a quarterback for 26 years can get one right in their hands and fuck it up. Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
God damn it.
All right, I'm Tom, he's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 317. We're going to get right back to Cousins in a moment. Just wanted to say, coming up, the parade line forms here.
Oh, cool.
Come get me, coach.
Come and bring me some, what was it that Arian Foster wanted? Bring me some TV dinners or something.
Right.
Bring me some pizza.
Jimmy about to get paid, Earl about to get paid, and back to Kirk, who is also about to get paid, but who will be paying him? You know, John, March, April, whatever it was, you said they're going to fuck this up. And then after they did, you said, well, they fucked it up. And you knew you're going to watch his season and love it, and he was going to play great, and now here we are.
Well, see, now play great is something around here that is subjected to alternate facts. Right? I am in the D.C. area. Somehow, some way, Kirk Cousins is expected to get us to the playoffs and be better than 8-8 potentially with a fucking mash unit for a fucking football team. All right. There's guys on his offensive line that he has to introduce himself to in the huddle. Hi, by the way, I'm Kirk. I'm the guy that you're protecting today.
So is that how they're justifying being okay to let him go?
No. They're justifying being okay to let him go because they're not justifying it. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I really don't. The Washington Post, reported last week that the team sent out a survey to select season ticket holders, which I don't know what the fuck that means. Select season ticket holders. They sent this out based on what is your overall satisfaction with the direction of the team. And I'm thinking, there is no direction to the fucking team. You're going to take a quarterback that we drafted and groomed after fucking 20 years of trying to buy a goddamn championship, and you're going to kick him out the door and move on to Colt fucking McCoy. Oh my God, we're gonna end up with goddamn Sam Bradford and Colt McCoy, Tom. I'm going out on the fucking ledge.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
We saw it coming. The good Lord told him, sign a one-year deal, and he did.
That's right.
Sign a one-year deal and then go play for the Jets. There you go.
Dude, the Browns have so much money available under the cap.
Yeah, but, you know, that's quarterback death. That's like the quarterback graveyard. It really is. If you go there, I don't care who you are, if you go there, your goal is to be the quarterback next year, and that'll be the first one in forever that can do that.
But I think he could with Hugh Jackson. You know, now they got their stoner back, and he seems to be not high.
Who?
Josh Gordon.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. He is freaking pumped, too. Oh, my Jesus. I saw a picture of him.
I know.
Holy shit. I wouldn't want to tackle him.
You know, they got
from the fact that I'm in my 50s and I'm fucking old and fat, I wouldn't want to tackle him anyway.
And they've drafted, what, 47 wide receivers in the past 3 years, so they ought to have some targets for Cousins up there. And
great move.
I think it would be a smart thing for them to do.
They have running backs. They have a million draft picks. You know, it would be a smart thing for them to do. And for him, he'd be just fine up there. He plays the Jesus thing to the hilt. He's Kurt Warner reincarnated.
Yes.
All up there on the everything about him. And it's all 100% goddamn genuine. It's what he likes to do after the game? Go to Steak and Shake. Chill out at Steak and Shake for a little while, like Archie and the gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Carson Wentz. Guy. Carson Wentz is that guy too.
I know. And you know what? When you get that guy, look, we make fun all the time, but when you get that guy on your team, you want him there because he's devoted. He will fucking play until he's goddamn broken and win you fucking championships.
Yes, you're right.
And in this league anymore, you just need competence at the quarterback position. That's all there is now. There is competent. Well, and then there's like the two or three or four elites, and that's it. And then there's complete incompetence.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Please don't hurt me.
Kaiser goes back to pass, trailing by a million.
right. Oh, no. He's going to come out. Kirk Cousins is going to come, because he talks like Hugh Jackson. Now, you know, I just can't wait to get up there to Cleveland where I can have my team's name tattooed on my trousers.
Well, you know. Hugh says they just can't make enough plays, John.
Can't make enough plays to win a game yet. Get one more opportunity next week in Pittsburgh, and we'll come back. And our guys will fight their tails off, that much I do know. And so we got one more opportunity. And so we got to go to Pittsburgh and put together a great, great plan and have our guys go play well.
Got to go to Pittsburgh, put together a great. You know, I mean, what else? I don't know what else he's supposed to say. But if you're a Cleveland Browns fan and you're listening to this, are you like, okay, all right, they're going to fight their tails off. They're going to put together a great game plan. Oh, I'm excited. No, you're not.
Tom, it's Believeland. Don't forget
Believeland.
It's called Believeland for a reason.
You never know. So Believeland, we're called Believeland for a reason. Go Browns!
Oh, my gosh. Look, I'm serious, man. He's just sitting there. Again, we have the fourth grader trying to do the book report. He's just trying to get through it.
Yeah, I just looked at the schedule. It's next week. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers at 1 o'clock. That's our next big chance here to try and get something done. You know, Tom, we just can't make enough plays. There's a magic number there, and I just don't know what it is. It might be 81. It might be 93. I don't know. But we just can't make enough. At the end of the game, I look at the referee, and he says, I'm sorry, you don't have enough. And, you know, it's those touchdown plays we have such a hard time with. if we made more of those, I think we'd be a lot better.
Right.
Right. I tell you, that Deshaun, he stinks. Don't tell him I said that. I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything, but that Kirk Cousins, he is such a nice boy. I'm telling you,
gosh.
He is such a nice boy. You know, he doesn't wear a cup. He puts a Bible down there. Did you know that?
He's going to stick his knuckle in your asshole.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins puts on a finger rubber before he does that. He's so thoughtful.
He wears his wedding ring on the field, dude. He wraps it in a hunk of rubber and wears his wedding ring on the field. He is exactly what you want in a quarterback. You want a milk drinking, I don't party, I don't do anything but study and try to win. That's all he and pray. And that's all he does.
All right, well, listen, here's Hugh. Here's Hugh who's saying the players don't want this.
I don't think our guys are coming into these games wanting to line up off sides or have the things happen that happen.
You think, Hugh?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, I just could be wrong about this, but I get the feeling, Tom, that they don't come into the game saying, I'm just going to false start today. I'm going to blow it on third and short.
Sometimes I'll tell you, John, sometimes I think the Cowboys do that. Hey, let's just go fuck up our chance at a playoff. Let's just fuck it up. Let's turn the ball over. Dak, you throw a pick six. Dez, you fumble over there. Drop that pass. Look, Tyron Smith, you're going to play two plays, and then you're right back out injured. We can't block shit. Hey, that's what we came here to do.
Yeah, I mean, that changes the whole dynamic of the post-game interview when they're walking off the field. Yeah, I told myself coming into the game I was going to fumble in the third quarter and give our chances away. And, yeah, I mean, I'm just thanking for the good Lord to be able to let me do that today.
Oh, my God. You've got Seahawks safety Earl Thomas going over there to Jason Garrett. Going, hey, dude, you need a safety, man. I'm your guy. I'm a Cowboy fan. Sign me in the offseason because I'm going to be a free agent. I'm like, what? Are you kidding? Is this really happening? He went all the way into the locker room.
Now, does that break any rules?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. What's tampering?
I mean, I suppose he tampered with himself.
He's tampered with Jason Garrett all the way down the hallway. Dude, did you hear about what the hell's going on in Green Bay? Speaking of the rules?
What? Oh, yes. Oh. Holy crap.
Tell you what, Dan Snyder, fire up Redskins 1, baby. Push for that shit because you're going to lose your quarterback. Go get A-Ron.
Can you imagine Kirk Cousins goes to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers goes to Washington? Oh,
my God, that would be amazing. Oh, Tom, I would say we'd have exponentially elevated ourselves at quarterback.
Okay, well, hang on. I want to play this clip of Earl Thomas. He must have thought it was fine to do that, and I think if it wasn't, Jason Garrett or security or somebody would have said, hey, you can't go with him. I don't know, but he's in some sort of organization with Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott. So he sees them all the time and he wanted to go say hi to them. And then he saw Garrett and he's going to be a free agent and he's a big Cowboys fan. And they asked him about it in the locker room. What was going on with that? And this is what he said.
Great win. I feel like we played lights out, you know, just emotional. You know, I went to the locker room and talked to Dez. And I saw Coach Garrett, and, you know, I've always been a Cowboys fan growing up. But the biggest thing that, you know, when I say come get me is, I mean, I don't literally mean, like, come get me now. You know, I'm still in the prime of my career. I still want to be here. But when Seattle kicked me to the curve, please, the Cowboys, come get me here. You know, that's the only place I would rather be, you know, if I get kicked to the curve. So that's what I meant by it. And, you know, people take life too serious. I mean, That's just who I am.
And people, I don't know where that came from at the end. And you know, people take life too serious. That's just who I am.
They really do. When I said it, I had a sock puppet on my hand, Tom. It was cute. It was very funny. Jason was laughing. I was like, hey, yo, when the Seahawks kick me to the curb, I want y'all to come pick me up in your big fat party bus.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I don't know if he broke any rules by doing that. But I have been telling you, John, I've been saying it for years on this podcast. Dallas needs a kick-ass safety. They haven't had one since Darren Woodson.
Yeah, and I would hate the fact that he would go there, and I would try to make sure that this broke every rule in the book and that the Giants, Joe Mara, slapped some kind of gigantic fucking cap penalty on you guys for it.
Earl Thomas is only 28 years old. He is that safety that I'm talking about. So when y'all figure out the rules, did he break anything, whatever, you want to go say hi, all that, and we get to the offseason, yeah, Jason, go get him.
Well, Jason's got to make it through the offseason himself.
Oh, he's Jerry not
Jones
going anywhere.
He gave him the vote of confidence the other day.
He's not going anywhere.
He said, the Cowboys just wouldn't be the same without Jason Garrett. We'd probably be in the goddamn playoff.
All right. Let's see. Who else we got? Oh, we got our Belichick clip about this.
We got our daily affirmation with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, about this past week's game against the Bills.
Always good to get a division win. Thought our team really responded well this week. Thought the players came in Wednesday really ready to go to work and attack this game with a good mindset.
Oh, they had a good mindset, John.
Yeah, they came in to get ready for, they came in to go to work, and, they had their lunch pails, Tom, and their shovels, and, you know.
Again, he's like the fourth grade kid. He's waiting for somebody to go for the bell to ring.
Yeah, they were working. Bring! Oh, thank God. See you later. I'm out of here.
Here we go again.
I can't whistle. I'm not doing that.
All right. And now Cam Newton, this is the guy that makes fun of women.
Routes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. But he can't talk.
Because he doesn't want to confuse the women.
Well, he confused me. Listen.
Oh,
I'm just happy that we score, you know, just find ways to, you know, now the real football starts in the playoffs.
What?
Oh, what? Yeah, we're just finding ways to, the real football starts in the playoffs.
What? Hey, I don't get that. I guess I don't get that. Because, there are one thing that they do say in the playoffs is that it's a good time. They're going to let them finish it on the field. And they're not going to throw as many flags today. And I say, fuck you, because there's no difference between a game in week five and a playoff game. Because the game in week five could essentially be a playoff game based on how it all fucking washes out in the end. Why are you going to throw a flag in this one and not in that one? Okay, I like that thing.
So maybe that's what he means by the real football start.
Right. Why do you flag a Seahawks player for jumping in the Salvation Army tub, but you don't flag Zeke?
That was stupid. That was fucking stupid. You know what? If I'm the Seahawks, I fine him. I don't want the flag, but I'm fining you, stupid ass. You don't know what's in there. What are you jumping in there for?
Wait a minute. Zeke did it last year.
I know, and he showed that there was nothing in there last year. But what if you jump in there this year, and Jerry Jones has put, like, some punji sticks in there or something?
Cam Newton looked in there, and he found
routes.
Right.
Shit.
I'm just happy that we score, just find ways to, now the real football starts in the playoffs.
Routes.
Yeah. See, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying not to get himself into trouble. And what he should have done was he should have taken the wisdom of Jameis Winston and said that in the playoffs we get our shovels and start digging.
Yeah. And then we respond and we work hard.
Okay. So Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He's the truth, right? I mean, this is legit.
Maybe. I've seen this before.
It's Scott Mitchell.
Well, yeah, we've seen this before. All right, so I'm not. He's good. He looks pretty good, but I'm not going to go getting all excited yet because we've seen this movie before.
Yeah, but man, he looks like the real deal, John. He's
going to get paid. He's going to get paid somewhere. Might be Washington.
Oh God, this is getting ridiculous,
dude. The whole thing is ridiculous. I can't believe it.
Oh, phone's ringing. Hold on. Hi, Bang Radio Hour.
Merry Christmas.
Frebby!
Excuse me. I've been working on my vocabulary there. Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's happening, Frey? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and all of you to yours. I just like calling on radio show. I like to be caller number one for the day.
You are?
Yeah, I like to call up talk about some football. I've been watching football.
I'm so glad, Frebby. Yeah, it was a Christmas filled with football. It was awesome, wasn't it? Except for Cowboys fans.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I finally got my job. Well, I ain't got work on the weekend. I can watch the football.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, I can't say right now on the telephone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It might be super secret.
Okay. Well, I'll respect that. So, all right. Well, let's talk some football. Who you like to make it to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to tell you right now. If you had asked me this year ago, I would have said one team, which I'm going to say right now. That's going to be New England Patriots. The New England Patriots, they just get the luckiest stuff, man. They just get the luckiest stuff.
Boy,
and
they do.
Luck going their way.
Yes, they do, Frebby.
They do. And I'm going to go ahead, and this is the part I'm going to make people laugh, because a year ago, I would have never thought that the Los Angeles Rams was going to be doing nothing. But the Los Angeles Rams, they go in the Super Bowl, and they go win over New England Patriots.
The Rams over the Patriots. All right.
Los Angeles Rams over New England Patriots. That's it.
Now, Carson Wentz was looking like he was going to be the league MVP until he tore his ACL. So now it's kind of, there's a lot of different guys out there throwing their hat in this. What do you think about MVP this year?
I'll tell you what, for the MVP, I'll definitely put him down for Carson Wentz. But you saw what happened.
Who?
You just talked. Carson Wentz, I would have, but he got himself hurt. We saw that.
Yes.
But he was definitely high on my list. But, like, look, you can't deny. I don't care how old he is. He could be 40. He could be 35. He could be 45. Tom Grady. He is the truth. And not only that, but he got that big boy, that Rob Gronkowski. He can play some football. I wouldn't want to cover him. He can play some football.
Rob Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski. He make Tom Grady look a lot easier on his job. Tell you what, you got the other ones, the regulars. You got Ben Roethlisberger. You got and Todd Gurley. He got a funny name. But I tell you what, I'm sure I'm glad I don't have to tackle him. I don't know which one going to win, but if I had to put my money down, it'd be Tom Grady.
But not Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski, he real good, but he need Tom Grady to throw him the ball.
All right, well, what about the young guys out there? What do you think about these guys?
We got little good stars coming up, Tom. We got, I love Kansas City. I like that Kareem Hump. I like Kareem Hump a lot. He got good fast feet. Capes keep him. Up in Minnesota, he's going to get a job somewhere. Dallas got that good young pass rusher, that DeMarco Ballar.
DeMarcus Lawrence, yeah.
Right.
who else, Fred?
We got that guy out of San Francisco, that Jimmy Garoppolo. He badass.
It's Jimmy.
Jibby?
Jimmy.
Jibby?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jibby Bagabano.
Garoppolo.
Gimapano.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Monopolo.
All right, that's good enough, Freddie. Hey, man, I'm so glad you called. Yeah, okay.
What? He know what to write on the check.
That's right.
Right. I think he's going to be pretty good. I think San Francisco will be stupid. They're going to let him get away. They're going to have franchise him. And thanks to Kirk Cubby, that means he's going to get a lot of money next year.
All right. Well, listen, since you came on and called us and gave us your picks, make sure you call us back before the Super Bowl, and we'll see how you did there.
I'll be doing just fine. We'd be doing that just before the Super Bowl. We find out just what's be going on. All right, y'all. Frebby out.
All right, Frebby, have a happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
John, he got Rob Gronkowski. He said Rob Gronkowski's name right every time. That was the only thing he said right.
That's right, he did, didn't he?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I have no idea, man. Maybe there's like some kind of savant tick in there.
And it was, and just out of a normal reaction from me, every time he said somebody else's name, he completely butchers everybody's name, but I knew who he was talking about. But when he said Rob Gronkowski's name right, I went, Rob Gronkowski? Is this a FF? I didn't know who it was. All right, what do we got for email?
Pull this up first. Let me pull this up over here. Well, first off, I got to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you had a good day.
Oh, it was awesome. Thanks, man. And yeah. Okay. Since you bring that up.
How did you handle football?
Okay. Well, all right. So all of my wife's family came over Christmas Eve.
Right.
And they were showing up between 5 and 6 o'clock. About going to halftime. Dallas got, they're just a hair ahead at halftime.
Right.
All right, and I'm watching, right. Trying to watch.
How calm are you when the game is on?
It's rough, man. It's rough. It is. People, it's hard.
People
it's
definitely because enjoyed it, the fact that they found out I will shake my dick at the referee.
Well, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing. They're all Bengals fans, and we were all kind of happy because they were happy for me because their Bengals were able to beat the Lions, which the Cowboys needed. You know, so that was cool. And they were watching the game and everything. And of course, so now I got to listen to other people make comments during the game, which is rough if you don't know what you're talking about. You know how that is. Of course you do.
Believe me. I do. Go ahead.
All right. So really, though, I kept my cool, except for there was one moment. I was in my kitchen, and I could actually see the TV out in the living room from the kitchen. Just based on where I was standing, I'm watching it and I'm listening to people talk and I've got, and it seems like there must have been 3 or 4 women in there. It's funny because I'm thinking about back to that comedian that talks about, you know, coming over for Thanksgiving, watching football. Right, and he's like, there's 5 women in the kitchen talking. Only one of them is cooking.
I'm telling you, Tom, you need one of those Instant Pots.
Right. So at this one moment, they're all talking. And I'm kind of half listening and half watching the game. And I'm looking in there, and all of a sudden the pick six happens.
Right.
And I let out a scream. And everybody in the kitchen's like, what's wrong?
They had no idea. They look at you like you're crazy. You know, they look at you like there's a problem here. Like something you did is actually out of line. And that's what?
Like, no! You know, and they all look like, what? They have no idea what I'm looking at when that happens, you know?
Oh, see, in my house, they would know what my mother would know.
Right.
But I would still have to get the look because nobody else in the house knows. My brother would go, "Is that bad? Was that bad there? The other guy took the ball and ran it in." And once him and my other brother, see, I'm a stepbrother to those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've known each other for years. So once the other one figured out that, yeah, that was pretty bad, they would needle the shit out of me about it. So, yeah, it was pretty bad when your guy didn't get the ball and the other one took it into that place in there with the paint.
I don't have to deal with that. Everybody has sympathy for me at my house. But so like my father-in-law and both my brother-in-laws and my son, obviously, and my wife, they all knew. They all knew. They were, I mean, mm-hmm. my son was mad, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, and whatever. Right. But the four women in the kitchen, they didn't know I was looking at the game. They had no idea. They thought I was dying or something, you know. So anyway, but yeah, you were like,
Fred Sanford.
Weren't you going to DVR the game and not pay any attention? And
I did. So okay. I did. I managed to DVR. So I didn't really see a whole lot of the football action this weekend because I had to DVR the Redskins game at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Right. So I didn't get to watch the whole schmear or the whole platter of NFL action during the day. I was trying to avoid everything. Now, I think I said something on the podcast about it last week. Well, why I just don't like watching football over there with my mother because my mother just doesn't know anything about the game, even though she does know about football. She got me into football. She understands football, except she makes, like, for example, I said,
Josh Norman, he's a punk. I don't like him.
Right. And I'm like, look, Mom, I understand he just got beat for a 10-yard pass, but he was expecting help over the top. It's a, you know, you can see this guy over here, and you can see the safety get sucked in by the tight end action right here, and he was supposed to be coming over the top. And I'm like, Mom, come on. You know,
I don't like him. And I'm like, Mom, it's a simple cover two fucking principle.
You're really trying to explain it to her.
No, that's the problem, Tom. I shouldn't have to fucking explain it to her. It's a goddamn simple cover two principle. Get it straight, Mom.
I'm surprised you were trying. That's what I'm saying.
That's my problem. I can't watch football with people that are so fucking stupid about the game. If she's listening, she'll be with this one time.
I think I'll give Johnny's podcast a listen.
And that'll she'll listen to this. But seriously, that's why I can't watch football with people. Because when they say something so dumb like that, and you say, well, you see the safety. You see what happened, right? You see how they were lined up. And
yeah, I get it.
So, yes, I DVR the game, and I try to avoid everything. The only thing I heard during the day was I heard through the wall, I heard the television say, and they've run off 20 unanswered points. So I'm like, fuck, all right, that was bad. I didn't want to know that because I don't know who did it, and I don't know. Right? So I look at the clock. It's about 3:15. All right, so they're obviously into the second half now. I get home. I'm watching the game now, and even though I don't know what happened, I saw one other thing that fucked things up. When I got in, because I leave the red zone on for the dogs, you know, put some beer in a bowl and some dog treats out on the table. They're great. So they're watching the red zone all day. The Cowboys were on, and I came in, and at the bottom of the screen, I saw the crawl, and it said Vernon Davis was the number 5 tight end, and I'm thinking, well, shit. Well, but good. He had a great day, I guess. So now I'm waiting to see who scores 20 unanswered points, and I don't know who's going to do it. So until the Redskins get 24 points, I was like, fuck.
That's good.
The Broncos going to come back.
Okay, so you didn't end up watching it with your mom.
No, I won't do that. No,
all right.
I
won't do that. All right. But you had a good Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I had a fine Christmas. I had to go, you know, do all my driving and everything like that. And I'll say I had a fine Christmas because that's what you're supposed to say. But honestly, most of the people that are out there could probably relate is that when somebody says, oh, it's the holidays, that means, John, you're driving 200 miles today and that's your day off. Thanks. Thanks, Lord. All right, here's an email. This is an email from Anonymous, Tom.
Anonymous. Like, wait a minute, an anonymous person or the group Anonymous?
Well, I hope it's not the group Anonymous, because if it is, I don't know if I want to read this.
Well, I would love it if they say, hey, your podcast's amazing. We're going to make sure the entire world sees it during Super Bowl Sunday.
That would be awesome, because I'll tell you what, most of the time when they say they're going to do something, I never see any results. They're going to shut us down now. I was just kidding.
All right.
You guys are awesome. All right. This one comes from Anonymous. It says, I usually don't do this sort of thing, but I'm desperate. My dad is a loyal Detroit Lions fan and has been his entire life. All he wants to do is, before he dies, is see the Lions win a playoff game. He's 41 years old and only has about 35 years left, and I'm getting very nervous he won't get there. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you there. They're supposed to have the quarterback that can do it. And I've noticed this about Matt Stafford. When he gets hit, he looks like John Elway. He gets the big old horse teeth face.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've kind of watched my Cowboys join the Lions, whereas when they absolutely have to win a game to stay alive, they find a way to blow it.
Hey, that's always a good trait in somebody.
Ugh.
All right, let me see if there's anything on our Facebook page. We do have one other email.
We have absolutely no advice for him at all, really, do we? He's desperate. No, he's desperate, John.
I'm sorry. I don't know what
to
die.
Do. I don't know what to say. I'd say, well, at least he's not a Browns fan. I think you have a better chance than the Browns.
Hey, in the next 35 years, modern science can progress, and he might live another 50 years. So you at least have another 15 to give it a shot.
You know, they've got skill players everywhere. They've got some really good defensive players. Darius Slay is one badass cornerback. I'm telling you, man. But they need better lines. I think if they just focus on the offensive and defensive lines, it's going to make them a much, much better football team.
Absolutely, I think so. And that's always nice to give Detroit Lions their annual dose of next year hope. Darius Slay is a bad motherfucker, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is how you go out on a limb with a big-time prediction. His pickoffs, his interception numbers are going to decrease drastically because nobody's going to throw at that motherfucker anymore. All right? Everybody's going to look at him. You're going to hear the clowns that don't know anything, and they're going
to
go,
he's only got two interceptions this year. He's not that good.
And it's like, yeah, well, they've only thrown at him 9 times.
Well, and that's what happened with Deion Sanders. You watched his interceptions decline over the years because he just shut down half the field, and they just wouldn't throw anywhere near him because they knew better.
Try to explain that to my mother when we're talking about Josh Norman. All right, we have somebody that's very creative once again that has written in that says, this is from Giants fan. Dear John and Tom, well, the Giants are a waffing stock again. The Steve Spagnuolo era. I'm going to try to get through this without fucking this up. The Steve Spagnuolo era is not any better than the Ben McAdoo era. We scored 0 points on us again against the wowsy Arizona Cardinals. Was that him that said that about who scored 0 points on us? We scored 0 points on us. I can't remember if that was him or something's telling me it was a Buccaneer fan. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Look, you people out there got short-term memory proof out of me for the last three shows. I'm not giving it to you today. It says, we scored 0 points on us against the wowsy Arizona Cardinals, and they didn't even play Blaine Gabbert. And then he writes, parentheses, Blaine, 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 Blaine. Benched. Blaine got benched.
He could sing this line, though. Suck on my
dick! Blaine, Blaine, Blaine. It's written right here.
Oh, my God.
They played Drew Stanton, and he is Watton. Drew Stanton, who also, by the way, see, this is how the Bang Radio Hour affects the world. Drew Stanton ties to Blaine Gabbert, not only because they're now on the same team, but because they have both been the absolute object of epic Blaine Radio Hour, Bang Radio Hour segments. Blaine Radio Hour, Blaine. All right, this guy finishes up by saying, one more game against the Redskins, and then it's over. Good riddance, 2017. So that was creative, or the creative. That was very good.
On the sideline.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, hey, bad news, dude. Michael Irvin got named in these sexual harassment suits.
But he hasn't been suspended. Isn't that interesting?
I know, because they probably have a clause in his contract that says, look, Michael gets to be Michael. He's Michael.
I know, but I don't know, man. But Marshall Faulk got suspended.
Look, I was looking for it, and anybody, any news hounds out there that want to try to find this, I couldn't find it on NFL Network, on their website, but the Dak Prescott big interview that he had on Sunday, which I bet I could find it had they won. He's on that interview doing the, you know, doing the one-on-one thing, you know, with the player. It's all supposed to be with a nice camera angles. He's supposed to look like a real journalist. And he's talking to Dak Prescott, and he goes, what about when you throw that, you know, whoosh, when Dez does the whoosh.
Yeah, we got to get that.
I want that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I hope he comes through Scott clean. Let's see. Oh, by the way, did you see Jameis Winston have his meltdown on the sidelines?
Yeah, it's over the fumble, about the fumble.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. That was no. He went out after the referee. Oh yeah, over the fumble.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, crazy. Is he suspended?
Control. Yeah. Well, did he actually hit the ref? I don't know, but he yelled a bunch of shit.
Hey, Brian wrote in and said he wants to ask Matt Millen who's better, the 2008 Lions or the 2017 Browns.
That's easy. It's the Lions. Hey, why? And I'll tell you why. Well, because that team made history. They made history, Tom. And no matter what. No matter what, that team is right up there forever with the biggies like Neil Armstrong, you know, and Jesus and Elvis and guys like that. No matter what, the 2008 Lions is always going to be the first team to lose all their games. And if the Browns do it this week, well, hey, I'm the only one who knows what perfection is, Tom. You see, me and them Lions, you know, I helped build, you know, that perfect neighborhood. And they could be welcomed into the neighborhood. But as far as the state of perfection, well, you know, me and them Lions, we already been living there. Perfectville, population one.
So what you're saying is that's your mountain, and they got to go get their own mountain.
That's right. They got to go get their own mountain. This is a goddamn mountain. They're big and they're heavy, you know? That takes a lot of trips to move one of these things.
All right. You got any more email?
No, that's all I got. I'm just looking over here on the Facebook page to see if anybody said anything that's interesting. Sean Gardner, camo papa from the old chat room, put up that OBJ has been implicated to be hanging out with some big-time high-stakes gambler.
Uh-oh.
That's, hey, I bet I break my leg.
Ow! Yeah, good thing you traded him away then, huh?
Yeah, he's implicated with gambling, Tom. I will not have that on my fantasy team.
All right, let's look at last week's bets. We sucked. And we did. Yeah, Browns +6.5 at Bears, and Lions -4.5 at Bengals, and those were your two. My two.
Ugh.
Cowboys -5 at Seahawks, and Jags. I mean, how? Oh my God. Jags -4.5 at the 49ers.
You lose to the 49ers in Levi Stadium.
Yeah, really.
One of the worst teams in the week.
To Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and I understand. Look, if you just started listening to this show like the last episode or the one before when we were touting our bets, you can't go by this week because this is what I'm going to tell you. Of the bets we've made all year so far, John has picked 11 games over 500. I've picked 8 games over 500. All right.
That's right.
So I'm $800 to the good and you're $1,100. So we got to get back on the winning track this week. I don't know what happened to us this week, but that was terrible.
I can tell you exactly what happened to me last week, Tom. I got cocky. I have had such a great year. I reached for the brass ring and I took the Browns and the Lions in the same fucking week. I must be the stupidest motherfucker there is to have bought into the goddamn Detroit Lions.
Mm.
Anyway, who do you have this week?
Well, I got quite a few, actually.
Quite a few. I see that. What, Jesus Christ.
Well, hey, man, I liked a lot of games this week, and I didn't like
any of them. I liked two games, and that was it.
Well, you kind of got to go in and look through and see, you know, where all these playoff implications are. I don't know if you did that and look at the times of each game. Okay. Yeah. Seahawks -8.5 versus the Cardinals. They have to win and they need the Falcons to lose, but they play at the same time. So see, you know, come on. This is the Cardinals at Seattle. No.
Right.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, come
crush
on.
The Cardinals.
I don't give a shit what the Cardinals did last week. That ain't going to happen.
Right. They're going to crush the Cardinals. However, I would like to point out once again for the podcast listeners that the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is garbage.
That's all right. So, Patriots Steelers. If the Steelers win and the Patriots lose, Steelers get the one seed. If the Patriots win, they get the one seed. So, they're playing at the same time. Patriots -15.5 at home against the Jets. They are going to rout New York in this game.
Yeah. You know, I would have thought the same thing too, but that's too many points. And the Jets, they played it tight against the Saints, and they played it tight against, who was it? The Chiefs a couple of weeks ago? No. 2 weeks ago, after once McCown was gone, and they're going with, I can't even remember his name. It's not Sackenberg. It's the other guy, Bryce Petty. They're going with Bryce Petty. His first game back, they played a damn good game. They lost, but they didn't lose by much, and they only lost last week by, what, 6.5, 7 points? I think I had them by 6.5. Yeah, something like that.
They lost by a touchdown.
Yeah, but 15.5, yeah, you're probably right. The Patriots are going to lay it off.
Right, when you think about it. Because they have to. They have to win.
Belichick's like, what's his name over there? Holy shit.
You know they want that home field advantage. So
he's going to say to his defense, whichever one of you brings me the freaking back of his jersey, I'll give you a goddamn bottle of wine.
All right, now another situation you got here. You got the Chargers. All right.
They squeaked last week. They played the Jets.
Yeah, and they won by a touchdown.
Right, but they only scored 2 touchdowns.
On the road, in the cold.
Well, I don't want to hear any of this kind of excuses.
Well, So they went on the road and played a Jets team and won by 7. So at home, in the warmth, I think they'll beat the Raiders by 8.
Well, the Raiders just played the Eagles to practically a standstill.
Did you watch that game? What a joke. That was bad football.
No, wait. No, Eagles. Everything's good.
Yeah, right.
Have hope.
And now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, what are they going to do now? Are they going to play all their guys? Are they going to keep, run the normal team because they need Foles to get more work? What are they going to do?
Who's their third guy? Is it Chase Daniels?
I don't know.
It might be Chase Daniels. Yeah, Foles needs the work, I think, but holy shit, do you want to risk him?
I don't think you can afford to do it. I don't think you can. Dallas did that last year with Dak. Remember when they played at Philadelphia the last game of the year? They'd already clinched what they could clinch, and so they were sitting everybody, and they lost that game, and then you saw what happened in the playoffs. I think it's a mistake. I think Philly needs to play balls out in this game.
I think so. I think they should go out there on the field with their balls hanging out. Don't worry, Philly. It'll be cold. They'll shrink right up. You won't feel anything. All right, so you're going to take the Chargers minus 8?
Chargers minus 8 at home against the Raiders, and then I got the Saints. Saints in the same situation here. Saints win, they win the division.
Right.
Okay? And they get to host a game. If the Saints lose and the Panthers win, the Panthers get the division.
Saints are in, though.
The Saints and Panthers are both in, but the division's still up for grabs, and who gets to play at home in the playoffs is up for grabs.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's important.
The Falcons, if they win, they can get in, but they have to beat the Panthers to do it. All right, so I got the Saints minus 7.5 at the Buccaneers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, the Falcon and the Seahawks game's being played at the same time as well. It's going to be so awesome Sunday watching all of this. The Falcons are a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, did you know the NFL, they flexed every game that matters to the 425
slot. They just made sure that all the ones that mattered to each other were being played at the same time.
The late game. So all the games that are schmuck games, like the Redskins game, is at 1:00.
They also got rid of the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure everything mattered while it was being played.
I'm glad. Eve anyway.
I love it. I think it's great. So Saints.
Too. I'm happy.
Saints minus 7.5 at the Buccaneers. All right.
Right.
I think the Saints are going to roll Tampa Bay bad. And then it's funny. I want the Falcons to lose to the Panthers so that the Seahawks get into the playoffs so that my Super Bowl prediction still has a chance.
Right. You selfish bastard.
I think the Falcons are going to beat the Panthers. It's at Atlanta. I mean, what did Cam Newton threw for 160 yards last week? He looked like shit.
Yeah, but that's against an up-and-coming Buccaneers team, Tom, that had their shovels out and their lunch pails were on the sidelines.
And this game's in Atlanta. Falcons are a 4-point favorite. I'm going to take them to cover.
All right.
So I got those five. I got Seahawks minus 8.5, Patriots minus 15.5, Chargers minus 8, Saints minus 7.5, Falcons minus 4. Some big lines in there, but I'm taking them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what, I didn't like hardly anything. I took two games, and one of them is one of the only ones you didn't even mention. I'm taking the Chiefs. Plus 3.5 they're playing the Broncos. They're at Denver, and Denver, there's terrible. Paxton Lynch is going to try again. All right, who's next? You get out there now. Did you see Brock Osweiler yelling on the sidelines, and nobody was looking at him, listening to him at all?
Yes.
Did you see that video?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yeah, he's raunching up and down the sidelines, having him fucking self a goddamn tantrum, and absolutely nobody cares. You know why? Because his eyes are googly, and the people who he's looking at to talk to are off camera on either side.
All right, what else? What's the other pick?
I am taking the Panthers plus four. I think they're going to beat the Falcons. I think the Falcons are paper tigers, and I think the Panthers are coming on, and Cam Newton's going to say, cool, watch this. Touchdown.
All right. We'll see.
There's both of my Super Bowl picks.
All right, well, the Panthers, I don't necessarily fault you for the Panthers. We'll see. I liked Atlanta because they're at home in that dome, and I think they're going to get crazy loud, and Cam's going to screw up. The Chiefs game, I hate that pick because the Chiefs have nothing to play for, and they might be resting everybody.
I don't know if Mohamed Sanu can get set, though, Tom. He has a problem with that.
Get fucking set!
Right.
He better learn this week.
Everybody have a very safe and happy New Year. If your teams are still alive, best of luck in the final week getting to the playoffs or your position or whatever.
Yeah, and if you won your fantasy championship, nobody fucking cares. Shut up. Nobody wants to see your fucking team. It's stupid. Nobody gives a fuck.
Unless John wins. Remember, John hates any team name with nation on it. Like if I say Nation or Cowboys Nation, or even he doesn't even like Redskins Nation. But
no.
But when he heard Bang Nation, that's when it changed. That's different. That's different. Yes.
That's different. See, I like other things too, like Carnation. They make the instant milk. It's very delicious when you put it in like your tea or your coffee or something like that. That's pretty good. You can make desserts with it. It's really good.
John
like Carnation and Bang Nation is very good too. It reminds me of things that are delicious and it makes me horny.
John lives in America, the most hypocritical place on this planet.
I've just made you all very rich.
USA! USA!
All right. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
You ever have like family reunion holiday things? You go to one of your aunt's house. She's invited everybody you ever knew in your whole life to eat dinner. So all the women have to go into the kitchen to cook. Right, there's one woman cooking. Rest of them are just acting like they're cooking. And the guys have to go into the living room to watch football. Half of them don't know anything about football. They're coaching today. That boy right there sucks. Now he sucks. Now, why don't they put old Johnny Unitas in the ball game? Oh, he ain't playing this year? Well, I ain't kept up with it this year. Yeah, Uncle Fred got a new thing called helmets now, which is catching on. Helmet, they got a bunch of sissies out there playing ball now. I got my skull fractured 14 times playing ball. Well, maybe that's why you talk like you do.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yo, yo.
Bang,
yo, yo.
Bang, bang.
Yo, yo.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquitoes.